Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. By your faith that I have found, Lord, let my feet on higher ground.
It's a good life. Coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Thank you for joining me once again for It's a Good Life. It's such a great honor to be able to speak with you and share with you the Word of God. Well, today I'd like for us to look in the book of 2 John, and we're going to look at a few verses here, and we're going to talk about these verses as we look at them. First of all, I see in 2 John chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, it says, "The elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not only I, but also all they that have known the truth, for the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us and shall be with us forever." Now, some people believe that as John is speaking here, he is the elder, of course, the elder unto the elect lady. Some people believe that he's speaking directly to some lady here. Well, he is in the sense, I believe, that he's speaking to the local church. He's saying to unto the church and her children, those people who make up the local church, the called out ones of the Lord Jesus Christ, those who have been born again, those who are saved and on their way to heaven. He says, "The elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth." Well, the truth shall set you free. And John writes this, and he knows that they know the truth. And because they know the truth, he loves them. And he knows that they have loved the Lord. And remember, the Lord first loved us so that we could love him. But he says that not only does he recognize these people, not only I, he says, but also all they that have known the truth. In other words, we have a bond one to another as saved people. We love one another, and we'll see that in just a moment. Well, the truth is the bond of love, according to the scriptures as we study them. And when we walk in the truth, we will have a love for the lost, first of all, I believe. And that is placed within us by our Lord Jesus Christ. He says that we are to be witnesses to him to all the world, starting in our own area, telling others how to be saved. Now, we can do that in several different ways. We can verbally speak to an individual and tell them how we've been saved and what God has done for us, and show them in the Word of God how they too can be saved and on their way to heaven. Well, truth is the bond of love, and when we walk in the truth, we will not only have a love for the lost, but we will also have a love for our brothers and sisters in Christ. We will understand that, once again, nobody is perfect. And when one of our brothers or sisters makes a mistake, we don't just forget about them. We pray for them, and we try to help them to live the Christian life. We don't tell them how to live it. The Bible is to do that. But we love them in the Lord, and we pray for them that they will walk in the truth once again. In other words, they've what we call backslidden. It doesn't mean they've lost their salvation. That means they have gotten away from the Lord. They've strayed away, and just like that prodigal son did. But we pray for them that one day that they will come back to the Lord. And now remember, the Lord has not departed from them. They're still saved on their way to heaven, but they need to be walking in the truth with the Lord. Pray for them. Well, now we look at verse 3 of 2 John. It says, "Grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love." There's the word truth again, and also love there. Well, notice where grace, mercy, and peace comes from. Grace, mercy, and peace comes from whom? God the Father. Now, how do we know this? Because he sent his Son. We also see that grace, mercy, and peace also comes from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father. Now, Christ came to earth and gave his all for for sinful man. He gave his all. When we think of giving all, that means that he gave his life for sinful man. But we also know that he lives today because he not only died, but he resurrected from the dead, and he's alive today. It's because he's alive, we have eternal life. That is, those of us who have trusted him as Savior. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 5 says, "And from Jesus Christ, who is a faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood." You see, our poverty wants grace. Our guilt wants mercy. And our misery wants peace. Well, grace is God's divine attitude and thought, and mercy is the manifestation of grace in action. And this is God's workings toward man. And peace is the settling down upon and in the soul of the mercy, which is the activity of grace. Grace, mercy, and peace. Well, now look in 2 John chapter 4 now. The Bible says there, "I rejoiced greatly." This is John the apostle speaking now. He said, "I rejoiced greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth, as we have received a commandment from the Father." There's nothing that would bring joy to the heart of an individual who has helped another individual find the Lord and trust the Lord as Savior. There's also the knowledge of knowing that that person is walking in the truth and doing what God wants them to do. And 2 John chapter 4, we see the life of one who walks in the truth will be governed by divine principles. In other words, we listen to what the Lord has to say, and we do as much as possible what the Lord would have us to do in this life as saved people. And walking in truth means maintaining Christian influence. How many times do we hear of a Christian who has lost their Christian testimony because of something that has come into their life that is taken away from their Christian testimony? And this goes back to the part of what I was speaking of a few minutes ago. When that person gets out of the will of the Lord, we shouldn't discard them, but we should pray for them and help them to get back into the knowledge and grace that is necessary there for them to have the Christian witness that they have. And this is something that you and I need to really pray about and get close to the Lord ourselves and remember that we're to love each person, not only that unsaved person, but we're to love that person whom we call brother or sister. Well, how can we be obedient to God? And I believe that we see this in verses 5 and 6. It says there, "And now I beseech thee, lady." Now, remember, I believe that John is speaking to the church here. He's saying, "Now I beseech thee, church, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another." There's the word love again. And we see that throughout this book and actually throughout the Bible. Now, verse 6 says, "And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment, that as ye have heard from the beginning, ye should walk in it." Well, how can we be obedient to God? Well, love is the principle of obedience. The Bible tells us in 1 John 4:19, it says, "We love him because he first loved us." Love is the principle of obedience. He first loved us. In Revelation chapter 1 and verse 5, it says, "And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood." Now, we've read that before, but it still fits in these two verses. And I'd like to read those two verses again. 2 John verses chapter 1, 5 and 6. "And now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto you." See, this is not something new. This is something that God has written in his book, the Bible. And I remind you that we look at the whole book, not just part of the book. Some people take the New Testament and they throw out the Old Testament. We can't do that. The Bible is one book. It's not two different books. The Bible is one book. It's together. It's made up of messages to us in what we see as chapters and verses. It's all together. It's one book. He says, I wrote, not that I, as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. Do what he wants us to do, he's saying. This is the commandment, that as ye have heard from the beginning, ye should walk in it. Well, I'd like to read once again, 1 John chapter 4 and verse 19. It says, we love him because he first loved us. How can we improve upon that? He first loved us. And we need to love others. And we're not going to be able to love the Lord Jesus as he loved us. He gave his life for us. But you know, we can love each other. We can love the brothers and sisters in Christ, and we can love the lost of this world. No matter, sometimes we get the idea that someone is mean to us and we're just not going to fool with them. We're just not going to hang around them. We're not going to do anything. But we need to pray for the individuals, and we still need to love them and help them to know that God loves them. Well, notice, I read verses 5 and 6 there. And as we think of this, we see obedience is the fruit of love. When we love, something happens. It's the fruit of love when we are obedient to the Lord. And when we tell others about Jesus Christ, that is the fruit of love, telling them how that God wants to save them and make it possible for them to go to heaven. And once again, when we love our brethren and we become someone who is able to help that brother or sister who is in need, that's obedience to the Lord, and obedience is the fruit of love. Well, notice, if you would with me now, verse 7. For as many deceivers are entered into the world, who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, this is a deceiver and an antichrist. Well, the deceiver spoken of in verse 7 is one who denies that Jesus came in the flesh. The person is a liar who denies that Jesus was born of a virgin. The person is a liar who denies that Jesus Christ lived a sinful or a sinless perfect life. The person is a liar who denies that Jesus Christ went to the cross, shed his blood for all mankind, and that he is God. Now, to me, the great headline of 2 John is this: truth that sets the sinner free. The sinner who is unsaved and the sinner who is saved is set free by the great truth, Jesus Christ. We're sinners saved by grace. And God loves us. He loves each person in this world, and he wants everybody to be saved. He wants that saved person to show the love, his love to other people by helping them to know Jesus as Savior, and also by helping other Christians to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. And we know that we really grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ by getting into his word. Now, let me remind you that the person is a liar who denies that Jesus Christ was born of a virgin. That person also denies that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. I recently received a small letter from someone advertising a quote-unquote service. And they said, we're going to celebrate the death of Jesus Christ. Well, I knew that the people that had received this note from, who wanted people to come and share in the celebration of the death of Christ, I know that these people may celebrate that, but they do not celebrate the life of Christ, how that he rose from the grave. They do not believe that he is God, that he is the Savior of the world. And these people, they are working and they are deceivers. And we've read about that, deceivers who have entered into the world, deceiving people. Well, do you know him today as your Savior? If not, may I invite you to receive him right now. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Admit you're a sinner. Change your mind that you can't save yourself. And you admit that today, and you're ready to go God's way by trusting Jesus as your Savior.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.